From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States calls for Syria's president to step down. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Secretary of State John Kerry said the timing of Bashar al-Assad's departure has to be decided through negotiation. Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We've made it very clear. We've been open. We've made it very clear that we're not being doctrinaire about the specific date or time. We're open. But right now, Assad has refused to have a serious discussion, and Russia has refused to help bring him to the table in order to do that. So that's why we're where we are.
Separately, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents killed 56 members of the Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. The killings happened earlier in the week but took several days to confirm. Pope Francis has landed in Havana, Cuba, launching a historic 10-day trip Saturday to Cuba and the United States. The pontiff praised the détente between the two long-estranged neighbors as an example of reconciliation for the entire world. He said the world needs reconciliation as it experiences an atmosphere of what he called a third world war that's happening in stages. The Pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square on Sunday before traveling to the United States next week. He will meet with President Obama, have a speech before a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress and one before the United Nations in New York, and appear before a Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard says more than 4,500 people were rescued Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in overcrowded boats and barges. A Coast Guard statement said the agency coordinated 20 rescue operations and that one woman's body was found in an inflatable boat. Greek rescuers and ships from Germany, Croatia, and Britain were also involved, along with personnel from the medical group Doctors Without Borders. Saturday's migrant surge came after nearly a week of bad weather slowed the maritime migrant flow to a crawl. It also came as European leaders continue to struggle to cope with the largest movement of humanity on the continent since World War II. Elsewhere, Austria braced Saturday for as many as 10,000 more migrants after Hungarian authorities late Friday shifted tactics and began transporting thousands of migrants to the Austrian border. Afghanistan has rejected and denied charges that a terrorist attack on a military base in northwestern Pakistan was planned and launched from Afghan territory. The attack on Pakistan's Badabir Air Force Base near Peshawar killed 29 people, both military and civilians. The Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the bloodshed. Soon after the raid, a Pakistani army spokesman told reporters that intercepted communications showed the heavily armed gunmen were under the direction of handlers located across the border in Afghanistan. However, the Afghan president's office said in a statement Saturday that it strongly rejects the charges as baseless. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against Yemen's Shiite rebels and their allies have killed 29 people, including civilians, in the capital Sana'a. Security and medical officials say that the overnight strikes hit an apartment building in the center of the capital's old city, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The officials said that 10 members of one family were killed. The rebels, known as Houthis, lost 19 fighters in the overnight attack. The Saudi coalition, which includes 9 other Arab nations and is supported by the United States, began fighting the rebels in March, 2 months after the Houthis drove the government from power and took control of Sana'a. And Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi swore in a new government on Saturday. Former Petroleum Minister Sharif Ismail is the new prime minister. The new government will oversee long-delayed parliamentary elections that are scheduled to take place in phases from October 17th to December 2nd. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.